books and arts. Book review. New fiction. A Magical Mystery Tour. The Night Circus by Erin Morgenstern.
Magic in fiction has had a renaissance in the past decade with the success of J.K. Rowling and Philip Pullman. In this respect, Erin Morgenstern's debut, The Night Circus, is right on trend. The book has many of the ingredients of a conventional fairy tale, cruel parenting, blighted love, and a life-and-death contest. But ordinary elements combined with flair deserve to be recognised, and The Night Circus is a beguiling, gripping read, which is sure to be a commercial hit. Le Cirque des Rêves, the Circus of Dreams, arrives without warning and opens at dusk. A celebration of the senses for its late 19th century audience, its black and white tents host a tattooed contortionist, an ice garden, a wishing tree, and a labyrinth with a dizzying network of chambers, such as one piled high with suitcases and another bedded with snowflakes. The circus is not just about punters' fun, though. It is also the setting for a secret and strange battle between two people, Celia and Marco. Though they meet only as adults, they have long been groomed in the art of magic for an ongoing competition to perform the most elaborate fantastical feat. But the rules are unknown and the stakes high. This is a duel to the death, a fact only gradually revealed to its two main players. A circus is a popular stage for colourful literary escapades that mine its transgressive space. But besides the carnival and hocus-pocus, this book also considers deeper questions about life and fate. We are introduced to a set of twins, for example. The brother can read people's pasts, the sister their future. But which ability is more powerful? Here the concept of magic is hardly simple. The competitors perform real feats. Celia heals a stab wound instantly, yet must present them as tricks because audiences prefer illusion to truth. This tension between the force of the material world and the will of the imagination lies at the centre of this book. It neatly addresses a paradox at the heart of all fiction, that the best fabrication seems true, that a make-believe world can be built so intricately that readers feel its edges. Miss Morgenstern has crafted a thrilling and transporting tale. In so doing, she makes it clear that of all the shapes magic may take, storytelling is often the most powerful of them all.